Let's see if you can guess who it is just off this city commissioner saying good morning. So give us your best good morning, and we'll see if people can figure out who you are.
Good morning, Yankton.
Wow, you really stepped into that one. It's Brian Birch, who's one of the newer city commission members. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure, Jeff. Good to be here this morning.
And my neighbor, too, lives just down the block. We see each other all the time.
You're out walking the dogs often.
And I see you out walking often, too. So we got a great neighborhood to walk in, don't we?
We are blessed to have all kinds of sidewalks and space to move around.
Now, when you did that good morning, I almost feel like you have a little radio experience. True or false?
That would be true. Way back in my college days at Mount Marty, there was a 3-watt radio station.
I'm sorry, campus. Three?
Three. Yeah.
3 watts?
Yep. We could blast all the way out almost to Charlie's Pizza House. It was pretty much an on-campus station, but I got some broadcasting experience there.
Yeah. Did you like that?
I loved it. It was a lot of fun. Lots of stuff to learn. It was interesting. Way back when, then you had to cue up the records by rotating them backwards on the turntable to get them all set up to go. All the PSAs were state agency information that came out.
But so how come you didn't go into radio?
Well, I had the face for radio, but not really the rest of the talent.
I've heard that one before. I'm really getting tired of hearing that one as well. Well, we want to find out about your experience on Yankton City Commission, but I know this is your first time in official capacity on this show. I've interviewed you at the center before.
Yes, you have.
We've had a good time over there, and you've told me a little bit of your background, but let's review that, you know, where you came from, where you've been, and why you're back.
All right. Very good. I grew up in Yankton. I was born in Boston, Massachusetts. Actually, my father was in seminary at that point in time. And then they went to Yankton College, and so we returned to Yankton as an infant. And I grew up through the public school system here, graduated in high school class of 1974 from YHS, and then moved on to Mount Marty. And following graduation from there, well, I should say during high school years, I worked at the local bowling center. And Bill Branson and Ed King owned it at the time. And I became fascinated with the bowling business. And after graduating from Mount Marty, I was off to join the Brunswick Corporation in Chicago in their bowling sales group. And I did that for 6.5 years. And then I moved on to other manufacturers in the bowling industry. And I spent my whole career in the bowling business. And I retired at the end of 2020 and came back to Yankton. Once I discovered I was retired, I said, well, gee, I need something to fill up the day with. And so then it became one adventure after another, starting with the center and then on to other things in the city.
Yeah, I know you're very active at the center. When's the last time you bowled?
I haven't bowled in more than almost 30 years, but I'm still involved in it. I help Pat King and Todd Couts and Terry Norton, the four of us, coach the high school bowling program. Last year we did extremely well. We had 2 state titles with the varsity boys and junior varsity boys, and we were runners-up with the varsity girls.
If you bowled today, what would you roll?
Not very much, probably. Back in the good old days, my high average was a little over 200.
Did you ever have a perfect game?
I never did. Mm-hmm. I think 279 was the high game.
And ooh.
749 for series, so average 250 for the
279 is a series for me, not a game. Why did you want to be a city commissioner?
It all started with the when the city was contemplating closing the Summit Activity Center fitness area. And I did not see that as a good idea, and I got active and vocal in that. And then when the city decided to hold a commission meeting about it and then form a task force to work on it, I was one of the first people to volunteer my time to do that. And as I got into that, I discovered, well, I kind of enjoyed this community service and working on projects and problems. And so I went on from there. I was appointed to the City Parks Board, and I was on that for 2 years. Then I was also appointed to the Planning Commission, and I was on that for a year. And then I was nudged by a few people that you should consider being a city commissioner. And so I said, okay, we'll give it a shot. It was out of my comfort range, but I said, well, no time like the present. We'll give it a try. If it works, great. If it doesn't, well, I tried a new experience, and I learned.
Did you want to announce your candidacy for South Dakota governor this morning, or are you comfortable on the commission?
Well, I've noticed that there are a number of candidates out there for governor, and so I think that since I've learned the city commission role, I think I'll just stay with that for the time being.
Has it been a pleasant experience so far?
It has been. Getting to know the city staff, lots of really intelligent, dedicated people that are working for the city that we're blessed to have. And, you know, every day is kind of a learning experience, what they do, how it works, why it works the way it does. A lot of things that city does are mandated in law. and there was some discussion about, well, you know, put a stop sign over here. Well, there's all kinds of rules and regulations and state laws, you know, what has to happen in order to put a stop sign in. And you think, well, that's a pretty simple thing to do, but nothing is just that simple.
No. Has anything surprised you on the commission, good or bad?
I guess I would say that it's surprising that, you know, most of the commissioners are very, very receptive to discussion and conversation. Nobody's coming in with their mindset that this is the way it has to be. Everyone's pretty much listening to the opinions and, you know, doing the homework and making their judgments based upon that. So it's been a good experience. There hasn't been any huge controversies to this point, which is a blessing as a new commissioner getting started. But, you know, it's been a pleasant experience to this point.
What's the hottest topic right now for the city commission? What is really getting the most conversation?
I guess, you know, today's paper kind of points out the fact that the revenue numbers are going down from sales tax. And that's where the city uses that money to plug into what they're going to do programs, you know, in the city. And so with that declining, you know, that's a big budgetary influence. Hopefully we'll climb back out of that as we get, you know, the next month's numbers in. With August, we're going to have a Riverboat Days income, as well as back to school season, plus the mall opening a couple of new stores that will hopefully bring more people to town. And, you know, they'll spend money not only at the mall, but at other things. So hopefully we can grow our way out of that. But if it stays the way it is, you know, we don't think it's going to come all the way back. But if it, you know, if it gets worse, then we're really going to have to start tightening our belt, and those things will be uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, we've been covering that story. We covered that yesterday and had conversations with Amy. I'm a big shop local guy, and I'm willing to bet you are too. And boy, that helps, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, every dollar that we can invest in the city's economy, rather than spend it in, you know, pick another town somewhere else, you know, that's beneficial to the community.
What do you bring to the city commission that's valuable in your opinion?
I guess I try to be one of those people who listens to people and empathetic with people and takes their viewpoint into our meetings and discussions. Also, just kind of, you know, not being a political insider, so to speak, but just being out there for the average person.
Final question. As a neighbor and a city commissioner, what can you do about the doves that are defecating on my car in my driveway on a daily basis?
You know, when I pulled up to the radio station,
watched it the other day, too.
You and I had this conversation, and I'm thinking about, you know, starting an ordinance that we should outlaw the doves in town, at least in your tree, and maybe we can relocate them to another part of the community.
Why don't you get Game Fishing Parks on that? Let's see how much juice you have up there.
I don't have any juice there, you know. Shane Birch is involved in that, and he's the same last name, but not a relative, but we are aware of each other.
Always a pleasure to visit with you, and thanks for your involvement with the center and in this community and the commission, and best wishes to you.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Appreciate your time and let me be here this morning.